on the slate today. I was pleased with the Royals over the weekend. Took 2 out of 3. Almost had a miracle comeback yesterday against the Cardinals. Stalled out in that ninth inning, but did, again, take 2 out of 3. They're going to take on the Rays. Where are you on Tampa these days? Because I feel like they've been scuffling. Not to say they're an afterthought now with the Yankees in the AL East, but maybe a key division, excuse me, a key three-game set that begins today down there in Tampa.
Always good when you get your ace back on the bump at home, and that'll be Drew Rasmussen going up against Michael Wacha at 6:40 Eastern there from the Trop. The Rays have been an absolute wagon as a home favorite, Dave. 17-5 straight up there. That is the best mark in the American League. Kansas City is a road underdog underwater at 7-11. I got a little aggressive here because I did not want to lay the $1.85 money line price for Tampa. So I did an alternate run line -1 at -$1.21. Again, Tampa has been so dominant there at Tropicana Field. I think we continue to back one of the strongest trends so far in Major League Baseball. To that end, too, Dave, we were just talking to Miami Marlins earlier in the show. It bears repeating. The short home favorite price against the Texas Rangers. Yeah, give me some of that action. Miami is 17-6 straight up as a home favorite. That is the second best mark in the National League. Pair that with the Rangers, who have really struggled as road underdogs, 6-11 straight up on that mark. The pitching matchup is actually pretty decent. It is Kumar Rocker against Tyler Phillips, but Phillips at home has been a great spot to back the Marlins there at Lone Depot Park. And so I like Miami at a very short money line price. I found them -$1.15 on Novik. So again, shop around for your best price. One other $1.15 price, and I hate to go against your Mets again, but we're going to have to do it just because it's the pitching matchup, Dave, that I think is pretty one-sided here. Cubs, a short road favorite tonight at Citi Field. -$1.15 was the money line price I got for them. Shota Imanaga will be on the bump for them. Back-to-back starts where he has looked really, really good. Only one earned run allowed in his last 10 2/3. You combine that with the Mets, who are going to run out your favorite, Kodai Senga. Dating back to April 11th, it is 4 consecutive starts for Kodai Senga that the Mets have lost. So I'm not going to look for anything to change there tonight in the series opener. Cubs actually look like they're starting to turn it around offensively. Pete Armstrong has been absolutely unbelievable. So again, another advantageous short money line price here, backing the Cubs as a road favorite. Let's take them on the money line, -$1.15 in Citi Field to beat the Mets tonight.
Gonna have Will Hill on a little bit later on. I was on with Will on his podcast, the Should Have Bet More podcast, last week. He asked me about the Mets and if there's any numbers I could get involved with, and I said no, because they're rolling out David Peterson and Kodai Senga twice a week. And you saw it last night with Peterson against the Phillies, and you get Senga rolling out there again today. So until that changes, Jensen, I can understand. I'm a little bit surprised the Cubs are that short a favorite today at just a -$1.20 price tag. Phillies, it's been fantastic for the Phillies here ever since the managerial change. They're going to go to the nation's capital to take on the Nats. It feels like a trend that continues. I don't know that we want to buck it. Are we looking at another over involving the boys in D.C.?
No doubt about it, my friend. Foster Griffin on the mound against for the Washington Nationals. Still to be decided here who Philly is going to run out there. Remember, they were at Sunday Night Baseball last night, a comfortable win over the Mets. So I don't think it will matter to me whoever they run out there. You mentioned the trend has been one of the most profitable in all of big league baseball this year. Nationals as a home team, just bet the over. Best mark in baseball to the over, 26-10-2. I think they continue it tonight. And remember, Dave, this is a Washington Nationals team that leads the league in scoring. That is the number one scoring offense in all of baseball, even this far into the season. That is still crazy to kind of wrap your head around. They are top 5 in OPS, top 6 in home runs. And I think whoever Philly runs out there tonight, it's not going to matter. Conversely, when you look at where the Phillies have been under Don Mattingly, it has been much better offensively. They have trended up. And right now you're getting two guys that are absolutely scorching hot in Kyle Schwarber and in Bryce Harper. The last week, Schwarber has been the number 5 power ranked position player, according to Fangraphs. Throw in Alec Bohm, who is also top 25, along with Bryce Harper in that category. And you've got 3 of the top 5 hitters in the Philly offense that are absolutely posterizing pitchers to this point. So over 10 minus $1.25. I think DraftKings still has an over 10 at minus $1.15, maybe even minus $1.10. But either way, I think we get a boatload of scoring there at Nats Park tonight.
So if we're to get all the scoring there in D.C., I wonder if it's going to be a little bit more hard to come by here in the Lou with the D-backs coming in here against St. Louis. Jensen, are we attacking another total, but maybe the opposite way of what we're doing in D.C.?
I think so. Let's go the under here at Busch Stadium tonight. That's Merrill Kelly, Andre Pallante. 8.5, I found it even money at Novig, so I'm going to take the under 8.5. A lot of this backing Andre Pallante who's going for the Cardinals tonight, Dave. Last three starts for him, a 2.41 ERA, but two earned runs or fewer in all three of those starts. You look at where Arizona on the road has actually been pretty decent as far as being able to have some run prevention. But I'm also looking at a lineup that outside of Corbin Carroll has really struggled mightily these last 7 to 10 days. So I think we get kind of a good combination here, even though the heat, the humidity is starting to creep in, and usually we'll see balls travel a bit more there. But at night, we might get a little reprieve and we'll bank a bit more on Pallante continuing what has been a great three-start stretch here. Under 8.5 at even money here between Arizona and St. Louis tonight.
I know you don't have an official play, but I want to discuss this Yankees and Tigers matchup. It's going to be Gerrit Cole on the bump here for the Pinstripers taking on Framber Valdez. Right now, Yankees about $1.31 in the marketplace. Comeback on Framber is $1.09. Total sitting at 8.5. And I'm a little surprised by that. I thought it might be an 8, maybe even a 7.5 out there. There are some 8s that are starting to populate, but I do still see 8.5 right now here. What do you make of that total today with an ace and maybe what we thought was going to be a fake ace potentially in Framber Valdez?
Yeah, already seeing movement, right? Up from 8 to 8.5, Dave. That's kind of the consensus I'm seeing, and I would agree with the market move here. I'm actually shocked that Gerrit Cole is this short of a road favorite. This is a money line that I could certainly get behind tonight. First game on the slate here, and for what the right-handed bats will have an opportunity to do against Framber Valdez, even with the Tigers kind of getting things right in a series sweep against the White Sox, this is probably not the arm that you think they can continue it against. Really, Dylan Dingler and Kevin McGonigal have been the lone offensive weapons that have helped Detroit here in the last week or so. Cole Keith has been okay, but outside of that, still some issues with run scoring. On the Yankee side, Dave, I'd kind of look more so at what we've seen from the top. Ben Rice has been phenomenal. Cody Bellinger, all the same. And then Paul Goldschmidt has been a revelation here for the last week. It's starting to channel the days of old. So the top three of the four in that Yankee offense have really been carrying most of the weight. I would look towards an over tonight, Dave. That would be of my leans in this contest. That would be my strongest. If you can find an 8 out there, I believe Bet Rivers still has one. Caesars has an 8. You can kind of shop around and see if there's ones that will be able to be advantageous. I would much rather an 8. I think I'm still okay with an 8.5, but I think we'll get some runs against Framber Valdez from the Yankee offense tonight.
Let me ask you about another intriguing pitching matchup, and these are 7.5s that we're seeing out there north of the border. Our friends in the 6 of Toronto, Dylan Cease against Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown making his 4th start of the year coming off injury here. He looks good, Jensen. He's looked like Hunter Brown here so far this year. What do we make of that? And again, we're seeing a small favorite to Cease and the Jays at $1.26, but again, runs could be at a premium tonight.
Yeah, just kind of looking at where some of the money and the splits are. Dave, this is kind of wild. 82% of money, 86% of bets on the over. And I have seen it tick up to 7.5 right now. A 7 still available at Bet Rivers. I think that's really one of the only places I'm seeing because everyone else is up to 7.5. So kind of a monsoon of money there to the over. As far as the side tonight, I think you might be able to be sneaky grabbing the Astros at a shorter underdog price. Again, Hunter Brown getting back the best they've got. So that might be a spot to attack there where Houston just coming off a series win at home against the Cleveland Guardians. Mm-hmm. No official play there, but I would say the value with Hunter Brown and getting a plus price on Houston might be the play there in that one.
You know, I've been itching to dive in on the Astros and I haven't done it. And part of the reason why I wanted to get back in is knowing Hunter Brown would be back. But I just wonder what they're going to do before the trade deadline. If you told me that Yordan Alvarez, who's already got, 25 bombs this year, is going to be there for the long haul, then I'd go in Jensen, but I can't do that until I know what team, what direction and what this team's going to look like after the trade deadline. We're going to have the King of Connecticut, Will Hill. He's got some very intriguing plays also in that NFL betting guide. That's up next right here. Beeson by the Books.